Police and protesters come face to face on a bridge in Canada. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Law enforcement in Ontario have moved in to remove truck drivers from a busy border crossing with the U.S. For days, the truckers have blocked access to the Ambassador Bridge, and they have vowed to stay there until COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. They would also like to hear from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We need to be able to discuss with doctors, with lawyers, what's been all going on. And he's ignoring us. He's been calling us racist, bigots.
Truck driver Harold Jonker spoke to Fox and Friends Weekend from Ottawa. The world is watching to see if Russia invades Ukraine.
It's our borders. It's our territory.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who watched law enforcement drills near Crimea today. Meanwhile, in Washington, the State Department says it's past time for Americans to leave Ukraine. Non-essential workers are being evacuated from the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv as officials warn that if Russia invades, Americans could be trapped.
If a Russian attack on Ukraine proceeds, it is likely to begin with aerial bombing and missile attacks that could obviously kill civilians without regard to their nationality.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is repositioning more than 150 members of the Florida National Guard who have been deployed to Ukraine since late November. Calls for the British Prime Minister to step down could grow even louder if police find that Boris Johnson broke his own COVID rules. Johnson has received a questionnaire from London police after allegedly attending a number of parties with staff members during pandemic lockdowns. Johnson continues to deny any wrongdoing. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An extreme case of cyberbullying has a Florida preteen facing serious charges.
The suspect is 12 years old. Police in Pembroke Pines say she's accused of threatening students and staff at her South Florida charter school, but not using her own accounts. Instead, maliciously impersonating a fellow student, creating fake Instagram and email accounts, using them to send threats to herself and others, then lying to law enforcement, all to frame a 13-year-old girl who was arrested after the threats were made last November at Renaissance Charter School. Police say they weren't given access to the 13-year-old's digital device at the time, but now she's been exonerated and the younger girl is facing multiple felony charges, including written threats to kill or do bodily harm and falsifying a police report. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
As students in several parts of the country walk out of class to protest mask mandates, some students in Nevada are urging officials to reinstate the mask mandate. As of yesterday, more than 800 students and faculty at the University of Nevada, Reno, signed an online petition requesting the mandate be restored. Some students and professors point to high levels of COVID-19 transmission in Reno. Bragging rights are on the line as the L.A. Rams prepare to take on the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. The mayors are also teaming up for charity.
The leaders of the two cities announced the losing mayor will be forced to wear the other team's jersey, while the winning city's mayor will donate to the other's children's hospital. The cash will come out of either Mayor Eric Garcetti or Mayor Aftab Purival's pocket, a trend that has gained traction recently. They said they were inspired by the people of Kansas City, who raised more than $300,000 for Buffalo's Children's Hospital after the Chiefs' dramatic win over Buffalo in the AFC divisional round.
Fox's Rob Dawson. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.